Thanks for checking out I Love Lucifer, the podcast. If you enjoy this episode, please review, subscribe, and share with other podcast enthusiasts. And now, I Love Lucifer.
The fantasy of their day job turns into a living nightmare when the lines of reality are blurred as two B-movie starlets battle movie monsters by day and real monsters by night. Now, if they could only get along with each other.
You bitch!
When the cameras stop rolling, the real terror begins.
I Love Lucifer.
Created by Susie Singer Carter and Don Preece. Episode 6, They Scream, They Dance, They Die. Directed by Susie Singer Carter. Scream Queen's original music and lyrics by Scott Martin.
Ah, yes. Brunello da Montalcino. That's the one. Oddly enough, I never tire of her, but then arguably she is Italy's most revered wine, and I am just one of her innumerable lovers. And yet she never lets me down when I need her, as I did when last we were together. As you recall, my darling daughter, Tanya, unable to re-enter her building or reach anyone to assist her, was overtaken with absolute terror.
Oh, God.
She was nearly shattered when something unrecognizable fled the property and she managed to slip in.
Okay.
At this very moment, she is racing towards the flat. Despite the sheer fear for the horror she is about to meet, she bursts through the front door.
Oh! God, Jesus Christ!
She finds the bodies of Holly and I intertwined. Not in death or distress, however, but in a spicy pose.
What the F? I thought you two were dead!
Nigel's teaching me to salsa!
Holly's leg is wrapped round my torso while I, gloriously shirtless, stand with back arched and chest glistening.
He says I'm a natural.
Brilliant!
That's super. Well, make sure you look anything but natural at our appearance tonight if you want to sell any headshots. I'm leaving here at 6 sharp, all right? 6 sharp.
When evening descends, the two ladies tend to their appearances and then attend their so-called appearance.
And here they are, direct from Hollywood, California. Those hell-raising honeys from the Horrorama Hall of Fame. Are you ready for the Scream Queen?
Are you ready for the Scream Queen?
Good to see you.
Am I seeing?
Ah, there's Tanya and Holly sitting in an apparent theater, although it looks nothing like any stage I've ever graced. But never mind. There are 5 not entirely unappealing young women dressed in alluring red teddies and sporting plastic red horns on their heads and red forked tails on their tails, singing and dancing their hearts out in a rather naff musical homage to horror movies. Oh, dear me.
How does a young girl fresh from high school, suddenly on her own, facing the world alone, day to day,
find fortune and fame? Maybe the young girl meets a guy who says she can be a star. You don't need years of acting class to get you to remote.
If you can push that sound out of your throat,
what are we doing here?
Shaking our tits and paying the rent.
Holly? Holly, really? What are you doing? Stop that.
Great queens.
Sit down. Come on, sit down. Sit down now.
They're just so...
ridiculous? Uh-huh. This is BS. Come on, let's get out of here before the lobby gets crowded. Excuse me. Thank you.
I never dreamed that one day I'd be...
excuse me. Excuse me. Thanks.
In the new by all of my friends. Fleeing
from psychos. I'm totally getting a new agent. And you should too, Holly. Holly? What are you doing?
Yeah, we do.
Oh my God! Let's go!
Come in. Thank you, sorry. Excuse me. Oh, sorry. Tanya, this is so exciting.
Look,
there's Jamie Lee Curtis.
So, what has she done lately, huh? Exactly.
Oh, my God, are you kidding me? Look, there's Shelley Duvall from The Shining.
Whatever, come on.
Tippi Hedren, oh my God!
Shut up, you're embarrassing me. Is filled with has-beens, okay? Has-beens. Who are we supposed to be giving autographs to? It's all industry D-list. Let's get out of here.
Good evening, everyone.
Oh, and just when I thought it couldn't get worse, Portia F. and Apollo.
Wow, what a turnout. Wicked-pedia.biz, along with the producers of Me and My Devil, are honored to have so many legendary Scream Queens here tonight. What did you all think of the show?
I agree.
And now I'm sure you're dying to meet these incredibly talented budding stars. Without further ado...
the actresses, still donning the Red Devil frocks that do little to conceal their bits and bobs, enter singing a reprise of the finale.
And that's what it takes to be a Scream Queen!
Ah! Oh, Jesus, seriously? Yeah, how do we get out of here?
Shh!
Taking our tits and paying the rent. Stay with this evening bus.
Someone please kill me. Oh my God, please.
It's... Dinks.
Now you're talking.
Not the show.
We're going to eat your favorite Scream Queens here tonight.
They're demons.
What tipped you? The devil outfits? The smell of evil? Or the fact that they just ate Mia Farrow?
Not Mia Farrow.
Well, that certainly explains the appalling level of talent, doesn't it? That said, I am rather proud of Tanya and Holly. Our actresses are displaying far more talent fighting these demons than the demons are fighting to be actresses. As I always say, if all the world's a stage, most people are best in their seats.
Tanya, behind you!
Tanya turns just in time to avoid a demon actress with sharp fangs lunging straight for her neck. With newfound strength, my darling sausage holds the struggling fiend close to her face.
Oh, shit! What are you wearing? What color is that? Is that Ruby Woo?
Well. Looks like somebody knows her lipsticks.
God! Damn it, I'm gonna be wearing that for the next 2 days! Bitch!
Tanya closes her eyes and without a hint of sensuality, like mother, like daughter, she presses her lips with firm intent to kill.
One down, four to go.
We're going to eat your favorite Scream Queen!
Oh my god, no!
Holly lunges at a rampaging actress and pries her off of a mangled, half-eaten, yet still rather ravishing, Jamie Lee Curtis. She pulls the songstress's face, caked with gore and entrails, close to her own porcelain complexion and perfect pouty lips.
Do you even know who you are eating? That is Jamie Lee Curtis, Scream Queen royalty. Halloween 2, Halloween H2O, Halloween Resurrection, and Halloween 3 Season of the Witch, where she didn't even get a credit for her voice role, and people still knew it was her. And Halloween last year, without a change of name.
Shut up and kiss her!
This is for Jamie.
Without any more hesitation, Holly kisses the actress. Until her face literally crumbles away from our dear one's lips.
Shaking our tits and paying the rent.
Meanwhile, Tanya overtakes a singing succubus, pinning her foul mouth against a wall, putting a welcomed end to the rather offensive stylings.
Yeah. Thank you. We'll be in touch. Now piss off.
And like a good ghoul, she does, leaving Tanya and Holly cornered by the last two unexpended entertainers.
I'm so glad I could make you.
Hi! Oh my goodness! Are you gonna have so much fun?
Oh shit.
Oh gosh.
Bloody hell. It seems our two huntresses are about to face the final curtain.
The closer, the stronger.
Copy that.
But wait, what is happening? Her pulse of extraordinary energy seems to be coursing from Tanya to Holly and back again. Then, like young Johnny Lawrences, they sweep the legs of their opponents, lift them off the ground and sandwich them back to back. Not quite a bacon butty, but our heroes devour them nonetheless. Positively knackered, Tanya and Holly look around and take in the carnage. Every celebrity scream queen dead.
Gosh, this is horrible. Tanya, we gotta get better at this.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
We were only supposed to have to kill one stupid demon. Where's Tartar Sauce? Look at my dress. God damn it.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to come out at the cleaners. But that's really the least of your worries, isn't it? Demon hunters. And by the way, it's pronounced Tartaros.
Tartarsaurus! I knew you were evil.
Well, la-dee-da. What a fantastic feature this will make. Picture it. Lucifer and all the demons are absolutely agog when I paralyze, liquefy, and consume the Scream Queen-demon-hunting duo, leaving nothing but two leathery husks. I guess I got my interview after all, didn't I, Tanya?
Why are you doing this? I don't understand. Women are supposed to work with each other, not against each other.
Oh, yeah. Girl power. Spice up your life. I know you're stalling, waiting for your strength to return. Unfortunately for you, the longer you have those demons in your belly, the weaker you'll become.
And they do. Utterly enervated, Tanya and Holly slump to the floor where they lay defenseless against the infernal deity. But before Portia can reach them, Holly attacks. Belying her exhaustion, she dives over Tanya's legs and latches onto Portia. Portia attempts to swing, but oi! Tanya swipes and manages to knock Portia's feet out from under her. Well done, sausage! Summoning a paradoxical amount of strength, Tanya flings her backwards, slamming Portia's head into the wall. Her eyes are literally burning with an outrageous color of red. My fearless daughter moves in to plant a kiss, but Portia manages to hold her away. Tanya's lips hover inches from Portia's. Hot. From the heat from Portia's eyes. Don't be daft. Now. In the grips of this wretch, Tanya is once again paralyzed by horrifying visions. This time, she finds herself surrounded by fire. Something that looks like a male figure emerges from a wall of flame. As it approaches, she can see it has no eyelids, no ears, and armored skin. Startled by the grotesque image, Tanya falters and Portia breaks away from her. Weaker and more exhausted, my Tanya is fighting desperately for her life.
Holly!
Holly tries to struggle to her feet, but alas, she fails. Tanya scrabbles for Portia's face and rips off the human mask, revealing the hideous face of Tartaros.
Good.
Creamy white skin, no eyes, enormous ears and nose.
Some people should never leave the house without makeup.
Long segmented fangs extend to 6 inches. Razor sharp, dripping with slime.
Holly!
But instead of joining her slay sister, Holly stumbles away from Tanya and heads out of the lobby and into the backstage area.
Holly! Where are you going?
You never really know someone, do you? Like that pathetic Ian. I couldn't imagine why you'd reject him, but after 2 minutes of not having my mind blown, I got it. Not much of a stud, is he? Well, newsflash, he won't be badgering you much longer.
What?
Tanya does all that she can to exterminate the Rodentian creature from the nether region, but alas, she is indeed outmatched.
Isn't this effing fun?
At that moment, Holly returns, holding what looks to be the cords from the theater curtain. And she wields them like two lassos just as Tartaros makes a final lunge at Tanya. Holly throws both lassos. One of them wraps around the arms and torso of Tartaros, pulling it away from Tanya. The other lasso snags its fangs and with a swift jerk, Tanya leaps on Tartarus, but before she can kiss it...
Stop! Oh, you really don't want to do this. You have no idea what you're about to do.
Bitch, please.
Tanya peppers the demon's bleeding mouth with kisses. Thrashing with helpless fury and pain, Tartarus shrivels into gravel.
I just felt something. It was like, at the very moment that thing died or whatever it did, it was like something was released.
I just want to be released from this disgusting, hideously gruesome, repulsive, stinking, bloody bone, scab-filled, vomit-oozing, leech-sucking, demon-murdering contract of death. And Larry's buying me a new dress.
At that moment, something white and amorphous melts up through the floor. Tanya and Holly stagger backward from the entity and watch as it thoroughly cleans up the obliviated and then disappears, leaving the lobby perfectly pristine.
The Warrior of Good?
On a remote island in frigid Lake Superior, a fabricated creature birthed from the mind of a disturbed genius stalks the very people who created it. Ancestor, by number one New York Times bestselling author Scott Sigler, is a classic tale of science gone horribly wrong. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
And once again, we find ourselves at Larry's abhorrent abode, where Tanya and Holly have deracinated their stomachs from the demon's debris and anxiously wait to settle up on their apparent contract.
The blob? No! That's Marcus, the almighty janitor. That tub of lard mops up the carnage so there's not a drop of evidence left behind. Could you imagine if it didn't? Fucking anarchy, that's what. In fact, you've met him before. What do you think happened to Frankie's body?
I knew it. I knew they weren't real cops.
Ooh, son of a bitch.
Okay, come on, we're done.
First things first.
Larry holds the leech, and as before, the vaporous linings of demon essences surround him and then slowly disappear to reveal a most enviable, to some, I suppose, before and after rejuvenation of his face. Larry checks the transformation in the mirror.
Oh, yeah. Just a little touch-up. It never gets old. I should have been a writer.
Okay. You can start your new career by memorizing the completion of our new contract.
And memorializing it, too.
Yeah. Your days as demon hunters are over. The baton is passed on to the most powerful warrior of good. We did good, girls. I'm proud of us.
Us? Really? How neglected were you as a child?
Do you really want to know?
Nope. But what I do want to know is, why did Tartarus tell me that Ian wouldn't be bothering me much longer? Is he in trouble?
It's just fucking with you. It's a fucking demon. What do you want?
The truth, Larry. The truth. Let's get out of here. Ready, Holly?
Absolutely. I'm not going to miss this at all.
Which part are you going to miss? Living with me?
Yeah, right. A little.
Look, the only reason we were staying together was to fight demons.
I know. It was just kind of fun.
No.
What? No, I wasn't suggesting.
Okay, good.
I could pay you.
Not enough.
As our retired demon hunters exit, Larry settles into his couch with a hand mirror and remote. He turns on the TV to find a special report in progress.
We have breaking news from the Angeles National Forest.
But his attention is firmly fixed on his own glorious reflection.
With more, let's go up to Howard Milton in Skychopper 7. Howard, what can you tell us?
Well, Doug, at approximately 10:15 this evening, we got a report of a brush fire that apparently spontaneously erupted over 13 acres all at once. We'll widen out so you can see the scope of this. Arson investigators are searching for clues to explain what could have set off the blazing inferno.
My blazing good looks. Duh.
From Skychopper 7, this is Howard Milton. Back to you, Doug.
Oh dear, literally playing with fire. Poor illiterate Larry. Obviously, I'm familiar with the tragic trajectory of Narcissus's life, wiped off the face of the earth by his obsession with his own face. Delicious irony, isn't it? Jolly good. Meanwhile, on the other side of the wildfire, with not a firefighter or news camera in sight, a figure emerges from the flames. He is earless, eyelidless, and armored-skinned. Yes! The very same being from Tanya's vision when she fought Tartarus. Despite his unconventional appearance, he exudes undeniable charm as he looks around, smiles, and moves away from the blaze. But wait, what is this? Bloody hell! From deep within the blaze, more figures emerge. Loads and loads of them, in all different demonic, monstrous shapes and sizes, all walking, gliding, and slithering, casually it seems, straight toward us. If only I could warn Tanya and dear Holly, but alas, at this very minute, our two girls have arrived at Tanya's flat to find the front door slightly ajar.
God damn it, I told Nigel to lock the door if he was going to leave. Nigel! Nigel!
Nigel's not here, just your friendly neighborhood vampire.
Ugh. It wasn't funny the first time, Nigel.
Tanya, wait!
Oh, shit!
But Tanya, being Tanya, does not wait. She barges through her front door to find... I believe Billy Max said it best in Love Actually. Oh, fuck, wank, bugger, shitting, arsehead and hole! I do apologize. I shall pause now and return composed and dignified for our next episode, God willing.
Hey, thanks for listening to I Love Lucifer, the podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please review, subscribe, and share with others who might fall in love with I Love Lucifer too.